State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. When you hear my voice, chances are you might be forming some kind of opinion of me. What you think I look like, where I'm originally from, maybe even my education background. That's the beauty of radio. Voices get to take center stage, not images. But sometimes our biases against certain dialects and languages color what we hear. Now, it's not hard to find an example of people being judged because of the way they speak. Take the George Zimmerman trial. The primary witness for the prosecution was a young African-American woman named Rachel Gentel. She was Trayvon Martin's friend and was on the phone with him the day he died. Here she is testifying before a jury.
Creepy ass cracker.
Okay. Creepy ass cracker.
The minute she opened her mouth, the critics went nuts. Gentel got slammed by the media and the general public for the way she spoke. One juror told CNN's Anderson Cooper that Gentel wasn't a credible witness, in part because of the way she spoke. Just one among many examples of how voice bias can have very real ramifications.
Who gets to decide they can police someone else's language? I mean, when did we get to this point that shaming people for their language is fine?
This is Robin Queen. She's a linguist, and she teaches a class at the University of Michigan called Language and Discrimination. Queen says people often think there is one right way to speak, what linguists call standard American English, or the standard, and everybody else is just doing it wrong. She says this kind of attitude is particularly troubling when it comes to kids.
If you get a kid who comes into the school who speaks natively a variety of English, let's say, that has some of the features that aren't part of the standard.
Like using ain't in a sentence or double negatives.
That kid is often assumed to be just willfully doing it wrong.
Now, Queen is not saying students should not learn the standard. The reality is, standard American English is still the standard in the professional and academic worlds. But Queen says schools should appreciate linguistic diversity a little bit more and take a less punitive approach to teaching the standard.
Every time you try to say something, they got to correct every line you say. It's like, I don't want to talk to you now.
This high school student says he is all too familiar with being told he's doing it wrong in terms of how he talks. The young man participated in a Michigan State University linguistics study about language. He participated anonymously, so we cannot use his name on the air. Let me explain the study. Students at a Detroit high school were given two sets of sentences. One set was called Language A, the other Language B. Here is a sample sentence from Language A.
People be thinking teenagers don't know nothing.
For Language B, instead of...
People be thinking teenagers don't know nothing.
The sentence would read, people think teenagers don't know anything, and so on. I'm going to let April Baker Bell, the researcher who conducted the study, take it from here.
I said, what I want you to do is respond to these language samples by drawing a picture of someone that speaks both of these languages and write a little bit about the speaker of the language. And that's exactly what the students did.
Here's where it gets interesting. The students, all of whom are Black, reacted negatively to Language A.
Yeah, I had the person sagging, he had on a beater.
The student drew a not super flattering picture of a guy wearing saggy pants and a wife beater. He judged the African-American English speaker way more harshly than he did the standard American English speaker, even though he himself speaks African-American English. Linguist April Baker Bell says that has real-life consequences for those students.
What happens when students hold these negative attitudes toward their own language, it interferes with their language and literacy development.
You can see it play out in the test scores of African-American students. So how do you erase decades of negative stereotypes surrounding African-American English? Some experts say, start in the classroom. Tune in next week when we explore a new program that aims to teach language diversity starting at a very young age with kindergartners. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.
Thank you.